Take this time in our service to remember what Christ has done for us, the sacrifice that he made for us, and just have some thoughts to help us focus on that. This time of year, if you are a sports fan, you are in a good spot. There's a lot going on right now. Pretty much any major sport is playing right now. You've got football in full force, even those that like soccer, that's going on. Hockey and basketball have preseason things going on, so there's just a lot to be involved with. In particular, though, right now, baseball is winding down its season, so getting ready for the playoffs, and you see a lot going on, and if you don't even have to really pay attention to sports to know kind of what's going on around here with Pujols and his home run efforts to get to 700. But you get toward the end of a season, and there's a lot of personal records that might be going on, a lot of team records or teams, you know, trying to get into the playoffs. But you see a team or an individual accomplish something, and there's a lot of, you know, of course, excitement, a lot of celebration. And there may be team glory right there because they made the playoffs and they're having all this celebration, or there may be a lot of personal glory because of an individual record that was set. But whatever the case may be, there's a lot of excitement because of the team or the personal glory that's going on. A lot of praise for that team or that individual, a lot of distinction for them. They're going to make the record books or they're going to make the playoffs. So you see that. You see that. Not only are they, you know, you're looking for that glory as a player or as a team, you know, you're looking to do that. They're seeking it, yes, and they're deserving of it because of the accomplishments that they have throughout the season. Okay, here I'm talking about sports. What am I talking about here? All right, so there's a lot of times I read in the scriptures and in songs we sing talking about the glory of Jesus. And when we think about Jesus and thinking about what I've been talking about, seeking glory and deserving of glory, you know, with sports figures and sports teams, of course, Jesus is different. Is Jesus deserving of glory? Absolutely. Did Jesus seek glory? Nope. Nope, he did not. In fact, to me, when I read, I could read so many scriptures that show that Jesus refrained from any of that. He did not seek glory at all. So it just paints a very different picture when I try to relate thinking about Jesus and what he did for us while he was here on this earth compared about what so many others do living here and seeking glory and doing everything they can to get to that glory. Jesus was definitely deserving of glory, but he did not seek it. I have two scriptures I just want to share with you, just to kind of wrap up with that thought. And again, I could have read a whole lot more, but these are two that came to mind. You think about the temptations of Jesus, and you get to that last one, and I'm reading from Matthew 4, 8 through 10. And again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all their glory, and said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." So here's the temptation. Look, you can be the guy. You can be over everything. I'll give you all this. All this world has to offer. A lot of people in this world would like that, would like that glory. Here you go, Jesus. This could all be yours. All the glory you could ever want. All you got to do is bow down and worship me. And of course, what did Jesus say? Because he's not seeking glory. And Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Again, you see the difference. Yeah, Jesus is deserving of glory. But he didn't seek it. He could have had it right there. He could have had anything he wanted. He could have had everything. But he did not. One other scripture I'd like to share with you. Hebrews 2, 6 through 9. It has been testified, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not see everything in subjection to him. But we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he may taste death for everyone. There's Jesus' glory. Jesus' glory was that he suffered and died for us. Now let that sink in. You think about all the acclamations and praise of any sports team or sports individual, or you know, fill in the blank, whatever you can relate to there. Usually because you accomplished this great thing and you won this game, you won this season, whatever it is. Jesus' glory is that he suffered and he bled and he died for each and every one of us. And that's the honor and the respect that is due to him by us. Not because he won a game, something trivial like that. It's because he won the battle against Satan. He won the battle against death. And we glory him and honor him and respect him each and every day of our life. And even more so as we partake of this bread and this cup that represents that body and blood that was sacrificed for us. So again, I tend to relate things to sports, but you can relate it to a whole lot of things. But when you realize that, yeah, Jesus didn't seek out recognition or honor or respect or glory, but he is definitely deserving of it. And make sure you're giving it to him each and every day. And definitely focus your thoughts right now as we partake of these things to give the glory to Jesus for all that he's done for us.